Welcome to Speaking Out for the Blind. I'm Brian McCallum. Do you enjoy reading newspapers? Do you enjoy learning about the latest local, national, and world news stories that matter to you? Do you want to read the latest news by just tapping a mobile device and speaking a few commands? A new iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch app named Earl does just that. And not only does Earl offer access to famous newspapers, but provides magazines and blogs to subscribers as well. Some of the famous news sources that Earl offers to subscribers are the Los Angeles Times, PC World Magazine, and Food Network blogs. Bella Miguel Cipriani is the spokesperson for Earl. You may remember Bella from the first episode of this program when I invited him to come on air and talk about his new book titled Blind, a Memoir. Now Bella comes back to tell us about the app called Earl and how to buy the app and subscribe to this new, powerful service. Welcome back, Bella.
Thank you, Brian. Glad to be back.
How you doing?
Good. This was a sentimental reconnection with the program because I remember when you were getting started, and now you're doing so well. So congratulations.
Hey, thanks. So let's first talk about Earl's history, Bella. Earl was created in its parent company called Angle LLC. That stands for Limited Liability Company. Angle was founded by a real person, believe it or not, named Earl Barlow. He was an avid reader of newspapers, and he also read other periodicals to just satisfy this hunger he had for information. Bella, tell me a little bit more about this unique man, Earl Barlow, and the mission of the Angle Company.
Earl was this amazing man who lost his vision in the 70s, and when he asked his son-in-law, David Bong, to help him look for technology that would help him keep that up, he couldn't find anything that was of good quality, so that's how this product came about. And so it kept in mind with, people who don't want to, learn a whole new set of commands or who just want something that's voice activated, so that's the reason why Earl has such a simple user interface.
Earl Barlow's macular degeneration worsened.
Correct.
And it became more difficult for him to just read that paper, and so he had to rely on other people to read all of the news for him. That problem was solved, as you said, when Earl's son-in-law answered his dad's request for this new technology, just allowing him to read all of the newspapers that he missed. That technology did indeed become the Earl app and service. Bella, tell us why the app was created for the Earl service and not a set-top box or a website.
Well, that would, keep the technology more affordable and attainable for many people. The app is available on a limited version as a free download, and if people want to have more access, meaning more time with the application, they could, sign up, and there's different packages for 1 year. It's about $100 for a one-year subscription, and that's unlimited. And that just, gives people options. One of the things I like about the application is that, it gives, people access to new content, specifically magazines and newspapers, and someone who uses many of the traditional distributors of accessible format, sometimes you don't always get what's latest, and sometimes they leave out some of the more popular magazines and blogs. So this really allows people with print disabilities to stay updated with the most current topics and articles.
I understand that you, Bella, you're the spokesperson for this product. You're one of those key people who persuades the general public, including visually impaired radio hosts like me, and blind listeners out there, just to go buy Earl, use the app, and subscribe to the service. How did you get the job as spokesperson?
They contacted me. You know, Sean Johnson emailed me. I'm not sure if I don't recall if it was like Facebook or Twitter or one of those social media portals. And, you know, he first engaged me in conversation to get my feedback on the application. And I downloaded, you know, one of the earlier versions, and I gave my feedback. And that kind of turned into this relationship. I, you know, also had dinner with David Bong, and, you know, he made me the offer, and I accepted it. And, you know, one of the reasons why I accepted to be the spokesperson for Earl is because it really embodies what I believe in, which is, you know, access for the, you know, for the blind, first of all, and second of all, that it's affordable. You know, as we know, the topic of adaptive technology is a heated one because it's so expensive to buy things that we need for daily use. With Earl, you don't have to buy any new hardware. If you have an Apple device such as, you know, an iPod Touch, iPad, or iPhone, all you have to do is just, you know, download the software, which is very simple to do. Additionally, you know, user-friendly, which I love, you know, it's one of the things, and it's interesting because I have a technical background. I worked in Silicon Valley for 10 years, worked for all the big names, and even I sometimes have to retrain myself on very basic tasks when, you know, a new software upgrade, you know, happens.
Yeah.
You know, and find my way around something that was very familiar at one point, and all of a sudden I get shifted. You know, I'm not even going to go into Windows 7 when that happens. But, you know, that's one of the things I love about Earl, that the user interface is wonderful. The quality of the voices is great, too. I mean, sometimes, you know, I'm a writer, and I'm spending, you know, 8 hours a day at the laptop typing, and I get tired of the eloquence. You know, it really rings my ear. And however, the voices for the Earl application are of amazing quality, and, you know, they have, you know, they're very easy to access, and, you know, you have the same options that you do with a traditional screen reader. You could, you know, crank up the verbosity, but I just think in general the quality is amazing. And so it's just a very simple product, you know, that's accessible, not just, you know, in the sense that it makes literature available to the blind, but it's accessible in price, and it's accessible in usability, which is something that's very important, you know, for me, because I believe that, you know, things should be simple, not, you know, complicated.
Absolutely. I know how complicated technology can get. Now, our listeners want to learn all about these cool features of Earl. One of these features is to just double tap the iPhone or iPad with their fingers and just speak Earl's commands into the unit so that the users don't have to learn any complicated buttons or gestures. Just how does the double tapping and the speaking help the blind read their favorite newspapers? And can you demonstrate this feature for us?
Absolutely. So I have my iPhone right here, and I'm just going to...
Earl.
There's Earl.
Double tap to open. Earl. Welcome to Earl. What would you like to read? 1. Newspapers. 2. Magazines. 3. Websites. 4. Books. To make a selection, double tap the screen and wait for the tone. Then speak. To hear the list of options again, say read again. To change the voice or speed settings, say settings. To get help, say help.
Magazines.
Magazines. 1. Forbes Magazine. 2. Rolling Stone. 3. The Atlantic. To make a selection, double tap the screen and wait for the tone. Then speak. To hear the list of magazines.
Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone. Sections. 1. Top Story. Speech synthesis failed. Please try again.
Top Story.
Top Stories. Articles. 1. Aerosmith Drop Live Divide. Plot Fellow Projects for 2014. 2. Tisto. I Need to Make What I Like. 3. Stoop Lion. TI Address Gun Violence. 4. Top 20 Online Mixes of 2013's First.
3.
Stoop has gun violence. Stoop Lion and T.I. got serious among the festivities at the Met Experience this past weekend, taking part in a panel on gun control and violence that also included United States representatives.
Back.
Top stories, articles.
So that was just a quick overview on the basic reading, you know, reading keys, reading commands, actually. And like I said, the commands are very intuitive. For example, if you want to go back to the previous menu, you just speak back. If you want to go forward, you go forward. You know, if you forget where you're at, you could just, you know, tap the screen and say help. And it's just, you know, I'm doing research for my next novel, and I went to the senior home, and there was people who were in their 90s who weren't even smartphone users, and I was just letting them play with it, and they loved it. That shows you how easy it is just to speak into it. And like I mentioned, it's very intuitive, and you know, I actually, you know, was using it. Had a road trip a couple days ago, and had, you know, all of my sighted friends, you know, just listen to it on the car, and they just all enjoyed the quality of the voice and how easy it all works.
Earl customers, they can also customize their newspaper list. They select their favorite local, national, and international papers to be put into that list, so that each time they open Earl, the list is right there.
Absolutely.
And it's easy to access. Can you explain to me this feature just a little further and demonstrate this feature too?
Great, yes. So you're able to customize, you know, your newspapers, your magazines list. And so when I first, you know, accessed my URL right now, you guys heard, I think it was just three options. And those are the three newspapers that I reference, or magazines that I reference mostly. And you could actually add or, you know, delete those, and you could have as many as you want. And you just, you know, do a search for a publication, and then you find it, and, you know, you follow the prompts, which are very easy to use, and you could add, you know, for example, PC World or the LA Times, and next time you log on to your URL, they'll be right there waiting for you. And let me do a quick demo and bring you guys back to...
Oh, yes. Screen.
What slide do you unlock? Earl. Welcome to Earl. Top stories. Articles. 1. Aerosmith drop live divide.
So it brought me back exactly to where I left off, which is great. So if I stop reading,
I need to make what I like. 3.
I don't lose my place. Back.
Rolling Stone. Sections. 1. Top.
Back.
Magazines. 1. Forbes Magazine, 2, Rolling Stone, 3, The Atlantic. To make a selection, double tap the screen and wait for the tone, then speak. To hear the list of magazines again, say read again. To add a magazine, say add. To remove a magazine, say remove. To change the voice or speed settings, say settings. To get help, say help.
Add.
Add a magazine. Double tap the screen and wait for the tone. Then say the name or the category of the magazine you want to add. To browse the list of magazines, say browse magazines.
Browse magazine.
Browse magazines. Select the category. 1. Arts and entertainment. 2. Automotive. 3. Business and investing. 4. Business and personal finance. 5. Computers and internet. 6. Entertainment. 7. Health, mind and body. 8. Home and garden. 9. Lifestyle at home. 10. Literary magazines and journals. 11. Movies and music. 12. Music. 13. News and politics. 14. Pets. 15. Politics and current events.
Let's do pet.
Professional.
Pet.
Pets. Select the magazine to add. 1. Dog Fancy Magazine. To make a selection, Double tap the screen and wait for the tone. Then speak to hear the...
Dog Fancy Magazine.
Dog Fancy Magazine added. Magazines. 1. Dog Fancy Magazine. 2. Forbes Magazine. 3. Rolling Stone. 4. The Atlantic. To make a selection, double tap the screen and wait for the tone. Then speak. To hear the list of magazines again, say read again. To add a magazine, say add. To remove a magazine, say remove. To change the voice or speed settings, say settings. To get him, I'll be him.
So I just, you know, added a magazine, and so now that's part of my list that is available whenever I log into my URL. And there's lots of magazines, like I mentioned at the top of the show. If there's something that somebody cannot find on the list, we could add that at their request.
That's fascinating.
I like how we listed automotive, even though we have to, you know, looking into that very slim, but you know, we don't censor it. So
we have some international and multilingual listeners out there, and they're all wondering, does Earl speak different languages?
We're working on that, and that's something that, you know, come up. I've done a couple of presentations, and you know, I've gotten a lot of requests for Spanish, for Russian, and I'm sure I'm missing out a few out there, but that's something we're working on. We're a very young company, and we're definitely in tune with our audience, and that's something that we're working on, and definitely, you know, stay tuned for that.
We've talked about many of Earl's great features now. Our audience wants to know the various news publications and sources that are available on the app. I live in the California, San Francisco Bay Area, and I understand that the two major local papers in that area, the San Francisco Chronicle and the San Jose Mercury News, are available through URL.
Right.
What are some of the other major U.S. papers available for URL for the users to access?
You know, there's, we basically have access to all the major metropolitan newspapers, you know, for example, LA Times, The Chronicle, and we also have access to the smaller ones, and, you know, we have access, we are open to listening to what people need and see if we could work on adding it to the list of newspapers. You know, our list is not permanent, it's growing, and so that's the great thing that, you know, if you don't see your periodical of choice, the odds of those access, you know, adding it to it are really high.
Mm-hmm. And I also hear that various television news sources and cable networks are also available through URL.
That's correct.
The Food Network blog, CNN, Al Jazeera, right?
Yes.
Okay. Very, very good. And so we're going to move ahead now to the future of URL, URL's future. Are there going to be any updates to the app or increases in the number of news sources available to subscribers anytime soon?
We are working on many new features. We are a young company, and so we're very ambitious, and I think that within the next couple of months, you'll see, you know, our list of available newspapers and magazines grow. We also need, you know, feedback from our, you know, our users, and so, you know, we encourage anyone who uses URL to reach out to us and give us feedback and let us know what, you know, what content they want. And so we are at the place where, you know, we've laid out more of the traditional news sources, but we're definitely open to any additional resources anyone needs or wants.
Now, I'm sure our listeners want to learn how to buy the URL app and subscribe to the service and also contact you and URL and the people that work for Angle LLC and the URL app to, you know, provide this same sort of feedback. How do they do it?
They could purchase, they could download the application in the Apple Store. Just look for URL, and they could download it that way, and they could upgrade you know, they'll download the limited version, which gives them 15 minutes of free content per day. And once they download that, they'll be prompted to upgrade to the different packages. And it's all very user-friendly. And that's, you know, how they could access the application. To reach out for us directly, they could reach out to us on the web at englllc.com. We also have a Twitter account and a Facebook account, and we have a blog that we just started, you know, recently with, you know, content not just relevant to the application in general, but, you know, topics that cater to the blind community.
So I'm going to ask you, get a little bit more personal, because
sure.
Even though we got a little bit more time, I've asked you pretty much everything about Earl. So I'm going to ask, how you doing, Bello? You still living here in the Bay Area, or?
I am. You know, things have been really, you know, busy.
Yeah.
I have a faculty, let me rephrase that. I am the writer in residence at Holy Names University. My appointment came with housing, and so I have an apartment, I have an artist studio. I mean, it's really a dream scenario for any artist. I'm freelancing, I have a novel coming out next year. I was published on Business Insider last week, which is a big, you know, big win for me. I mean, that's one of, it's always great to have all these, you know, the writer goals, but when you are published in, you know, the sources that you regularly read, it's a really great feeling. And so things have been just really busy, and, you know, one of the reasons why I agreed to be Earl's spokesperson is because it's so easy to, first of all, sell the product because it's a good product. And second of all, you know, it's something that I actually use. You know, I think that I'm always reading and writing, and that's kind of been my life. So definitely things are busy for me, but it's good busy, and I'm happy. And, you know, I never thought I would achieve this so quickly, actually.
Sure. Well, that's great, Bello. So tell me just a little snippet of this new novel. Just a little snippet.
Absolutely. And so, you know, I'm gonna do something very bold, which, you know, there's a I'll tell you, you know, the synopsis of it. And basically is, you know, when I the sequel to Blind, a memoir, it's called Faceless, and that book is done and finished, and it was about to go into press. And then, you know, my mom died, which made it very difficult because she is such a central character in that book.
I'm sorry.
And so, you know, thank you. And so then, you know, my publisher said, hey, you know, we understand, we want to, you know, because, you know, publishing the book is not just publishing the book, you also have to promote it for a couple of months and, you know, do the media thing. And I wouldn't be able to do that at that time. And so I had this, you know, story which came about. It was published in a magazine, and it did really well, actually, in the sense that, you know, once the story was published, a couple of people reached out to me to have it, you know, published in other sources and had me come read it at different festivals. And that's actually how I landed. One of my agents, he read the story in the magazine and, you know, reached out to me and wanted to sign me right away. And so when I put Faceless on ice, I revisited the story, and it's basically, you know, about dreams. And you know, as a blind person, you know, I still, as someone who lost their sight as an adult, I still see in my dreams, and the images are pretty crisp. And so then I became really fascinated with dreams, just because, you know, for example, I would meet a new coworker or just a new friend, and someone, you know, who I met after I lost my sight, and all of a sudden my brain would assign a face to them, and eye color, and hair color, and different features, and I don't even know how this happened, you know. And I would share my dreams. For example, I'll meet somebody and say, hey, I dream with you, and they're eager to know what they, you know, who I casted them as, you know, in my dreams. And, you know, that led with this fascination with dreams in general, you know, different dreams perspectives and philosophies and cosmologies. And I actually went back to grad school and got a second master's in culture and spirituality, and my emphasis was in dream frameworks. You know, I had to study not just ancient dream frameworks, but contemporary dream frameworks, and that's how this novel came together, where it's about, it's a love story, and it deals with a pill that allows people to choose their dreams, and in doing that, people then start socializing with their dreams, and, you know, that's kind of where the story goes.
Well, Bello, sounds like you're doing great, man. And yes, definitely, you know, you'll keep in touch and about this new book, and maybe I can bring you back on.
Oh, I would love that. You know, since you're the media, I could have my publisher send you a pre-publication copy, you know, when that is available.
Like, sure.
You know, and it's something that, you know, I'm really excited about this book. That's just because it's, you know, fiction, science fiction. I love science fiction, but it's just, you know, it's a different part of my life, and it's a different part of my work, and you know, I'm looking forward to just having it out there.
Okay, so Bello, it sounds like you're doing great. Hey, keep up the good work, and definitely, the information that you provided may just inspire some of our listeners to subscribe to Earl and change the ways that they get their news, and then up to more local, national, and world information. Thanks so much for joining us again on the show today.
Thank you, Brian. Take care.
That's all for this edition of Speaking Out for the Blind. Thanks for listening, and remember to speak out.
You are listening to American Council for the Blind Radio.
By the blind, for the blind.